Did we have horses? Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And what would a male horse be called?
Stallion.
Did they, any other terms they might have used around women?
No, I don't.
That wasn't a daddy horse?
No, I never... I couldn't think of it. We didn't have any stallions on either one of our ranches. I wonder if she would have. And a neutered horse was called a gilding.
What about now? What was that operation they would? What was that called? They would do on a stallion.
Mm-hmm. I know the word you're looking for. I just said neutered, but that isn't the word they used at the time. I've heard them use just the word cut.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, we talked about male horse. What about a female horse? That's a...
mare.
Okay. What about the word bronco? What does that mean?
That means a horse that it's either been trained or is kind of wild and will buck. And
okay. And what about, there's another animal that's supposed to be very stubborn.
A mule?
Uh-huh. Did you have any of those?
No.
Do you know how they get mules?
They're supposed to originally be a cross between a donkey and a mare.
Nice.
I think it's always a mare.
Uh-huh. Now, would they ever use another word for donkey?
Jackass.
Okay, that's the same thing. And for a female donkey? Is there a term for that?
Jenny, isn't it?
Is that what it is? Okay.
Or is that for the mule? It's for
sure.
One or the other.
I'm sure. Okay. And what about those pack animals that they take down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
They're mules, aren't they?
Are they?
Seems like I've read that they use pack mules. Now that's all I'm going by. I've never been there.
Have you heard the term burro?
The burro is a little... well, I think some people would call a burro a jackass.
Okay.
But they're a little animal.
Okay. And let's see, what else did I have to do? Oh, we had to go into, if you were going on a long ride and took along extra horses, what would that be called, a bunch of extra horses for riding purposes?
Let's see. I'm blank at the moment on that. I can't think of what it is, and I know it as well as anything.
A cabbie or a muda?
Well, cabbie would refer to a bunch of horses you're bringing along.
Okay, so that would be the word you would use.
That's one. I think there's another that I was trying to think of.
Does it look like that? Can you read my writing?
No, I can't read your writing.
R-E-M-U-D-A?
A remuda.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's... Now that's, you've got string of horses there, and there's a difference in them.
Okay, what,
bunch that are herded along, and the string is one that is tied together.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, many times you see them tie the lead rope to the tail of the horse behind when they want to keep the...
Oh, I see.
I don't know what they'd do if they got one of the Annapolisa that had no hair on his tail.
Now, which remuda would be which one? Would that be a string?
No, I think a remuda would be, that's what they would talk about, their extra horses they were bringing along. Like a trail herd would have a remuda of horses. And one day, and each rider would have his, they use the word string also, that string of horses, which were his horses that he rode. They didn't just ride any horse. And, each morning they'd pick out one of those, try to give them a little rest, I think, and pick out one of those horses.
What about, I was going to ask you, do they have terms for poor cattle or poor sheep, poor quality animals?
Yeah, I've heard some pretty flowery language.
That's fine.